My name is Michael, and I'm 52 years old. I grew up as an only child in an abusive household. My father constantly criticized my mother. He called her names and humiliated her in front of me. When I was a kid, I saw my father beat my mother on several occasions. Once, when I was 9 years old, I even tried to get in the middle of it and got pushed by my father. I got a big bruise on my back. That's the only time I remember being physically hurt by my dad. Shortly after that incident, my father moved out of the house never to return, and I was very sad. My father was not abusive to me. In fact, he was pretty caring and giving. He bought me toys and took me to the cinema and to the baseball games. After he divorced my mother, he continued to see me and treated me nicely. But there was something that really bothered me. He never wanted to talk about the abusive incidents. As I grew up, I felt more and more the need to talk to my dad about the past. But every time I tried to bring it up, he would avoid the subject. Sometimes he would even say the past was the past. Sometimes he would deny that any abuse had happened or say that it was not a big deal. Meanwhile, he would continue to badmouth and criticize my mother. When I became an adolescent, I could not take it anymore. I decided to stop hanging out with my father until he was ready to talk about the past. He could not understand my behavior since he saw himself as a good father. He told me he was hurt by my actions and blamed me for our estrangement. As the years went by, my dad and I rarely saw each other. When we did, it was a painful experience for both of us. I continued to push my dad to take responsibility for his past behavior, and he kept avoiding it. The situation was never resolved, and my dad died a year ago without ever attempting to heal the relationship.